The Gemara had a pirche on the Kalvachema of Rab Chiya. Rab Chiya made a Kalvachema, a Madach Piv, that is not Mechayiv Knas, is Mechayiv Shvuim. Edim that is Mechayiv Knas, Zichem Mechayiv Shvuim. So the Gemara said, Mal Piv, Shekem Mechayiv Kolben, Taima Be'edim, that is not Mechayiv Kolben. It is a chayma of piv over Edom. So Taisva says, Perish, what is the case? Rashi didn't speak about this clearly. The Ritva says Rashi also holds like this. But what is the case that piv is machayva kolben and Edom, but piv has a chayma over Edom? Perish, shekein machayva kolben, Afilu ha'edim makrishim oisai, ba'imrim lavchelev have elishumen. That means a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and he brings a chatos. He ate chelev b'shegig. So the edim say, no, that what you ate wasn't chelev, that was shumen. And al-pikei, so even though Edom say there is no chiyuv kolben whatsoever, afal pikein, he's chayiv a kolben. The ein ha Edom makrishin oisai, if the case of piv is without a kosha, that means tamazoi, he says he ate chaylov b'shoigik, so he's chayiv a kolben. Heichi komal toima be'edim, that edim cannot be mechayiv. Edim nami mechayivin oisei kolben im einoi makrishon. If he's not makrish the edim, so edim can also be mechayiv a kolben. That means if edim come and tell him, you know you ate chaylev, yeah, and he's not makrish them, so that's called a hoidelov. Now he knows from to Edom the yet chaylev. Vafilu eid echad im einay makrishay mechayvay kol. So Taisva says we have to understand the Gemara is differentiating between piv and Edom. Piv can be mechayvay kolben and Edom cannot be mechayvay kolben. So let's work backwards. Edom cannot be mechayvay kolben means if he's makrish them, he says, Le'achalti. They said, you ate chaylev. And he says, I didn't eat chaylev. So the din is, he's not chayev a kolben. That's Edom eini mechayev oisei kolben. So in a case of a kosher, Edom cannot be mechayev. And piv is mechayev afilu in the case of a kosher. That means he says he ate chaylev. And to Edom say, you did not eat chaylev. You ate shumen. Afal pikein, he's chayev a kol. Which is a moira de kechidish. Let us just understand this halach. It's a moira de kechidish. To Edom come and say, that was shumen. And he says, no, it was chaylev. And he brings a kolben. We'll see the shayos of chulam bazore. But when he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, I ate chaylev, to wait and say, no, that was mechel, that was shuman, and he brings a kol mechatas, the makib lechatas. Al koponim, it's a moir de kechidish, that piv is nemon afilu keneged akroshe. Now, so, why is it that way? How do we understand such a loche? Two edim say you did not eat chaylev, he says, I did eat chaylev, he brings a kolben. What is the reason for this? So Taisva says, V'zois ha-sugye seiveres kelishne de perik omruloi, de meforish tamayu de rabonon de lekamon, de omruloi ochalto chaylev, de rabonon, we hear amachloikis de rabonon and rameya. If two Edom said, Ochalta chaylev, and he's makrish the two Edom, is he chayev a kolben? The Rabbanon said, he's potter from a kolben. And Rameya said, he's chayev a kolben. Rameya said, im heviyu shnayim So al koponim, the Rabbanon say that he's potter from a kol. Why is he take potter? What is, so there's two mahalchim in the Gemara in Mesechtes Krisis. Now, our Gemara is going according to the one mahalach over there. The potter mishum da'oma da'odom nemon al atzmai yoyser mimeya ish. Ulekach piv mechaiva period. Now, so Tosfos says like this. Why is he nemon to be makrish edem? The edem said, you ate chaylev. He said, I did not eat chaylev. That's what we have here. Machloikis, Rav Meir, and the Chachomim. The Chachomim say he's potter from a kol. So Tosfos says there's a machloikis in Krisus why he's potter. One mahalach in Krisus is because Adam nemon al atma yosem imeya ish, and lachere the svar is as follows. When it comes to my personal chiyuvim and obligations, a person has nemonis. That means the whole nemonis of Edom was only said, ben Adam lachaveroi, ben Adam lamokim, do I owe him money? Don't I owe him money? There's a klal lapishnai Edom yokim dova. Was he mechalo Shabbos? Was he not mechalo Shabbos? Does Bezen have to kill him? Does Bezen doesn't have to kill him? These in Yonim are not his personal affairs. This is Nageya. Bezen has to kill a Mechal Shabbos. Bezen has to kill a Ritzeach. Bezen has to be Mechayev, someone who owes money. And all these in Yonim, Eidus have anemones. The Din Kolbin is my personal affair. If I ate Chaylev, I'm Chayev a Kolbin. If I didn't eat chayav, I'm potter from Bukhob. This is my cheshbon. It'll be my gehenim. This is my cheshbon. So there's a mandayama in Krisus that holds Odom Nemon al Atzmoy. When it's his personal inyan, Yaisami Meyish. More than eight, and his inyanim, he has a Teiris Nemonis. He is a Teiris Nemonis. So therefore, if Edom said, you ate Chaylev, you're Chayev a Kolben, and I say, I didn't eat Chaylev, and I'm Potter from a Kolben, so I'm Nemon to be Makrish Edom, and Bezdin will not interfere over here, because this is not Bezdin's and Asik, it's my private affair. It's my private affair. My Chayev Kolben is my private affair. So in my private affairs, I have an Amonis to be Mevarer. Am I mechuyev? Am I not mechuyev? So therefore, Tosfos says that is the svar of the Chachamim. One lashon in the Gemara increases. If Edom say that you are chayev a korban, and he disagrees with them, he says I'm potter a korban. So the reason is Adam nemon al atzmai. So Tosfos says in the same vein, the other way around. If Edom will say that you are potter from a kolben, you ate shuman, that was shuman. And he says, I'm chayev a kolben. So memele, so he's nemon. So argim mogeh that says, that we're asking a pirche an rabchir, how could you say that Edom are stronger than piv? Because Edom are machayev knas, and piv is not machayev knas. When it comes to chiyuve kolben, so piv is stronger than Edom. So how can you make a kal v'chomer? You say that Edom is more chomer than piv. It matters. Knas, Edom is more chomer than piv. Legabi chiyuve kolben, piv is more chomer than Edom. That is pshat in our Gemara. That is pshat in our Gemara. And we're going according to that lashon. Fine. Now, agav ulche, the Shita Mekebetzes asks Akasha, fine. He says, let's say the case what our Gemara is speaking about, Edom say you're chayev a korban. He says, I'm potter from a korban. So he's potter. It's his private affair. He says, he's potter from a korban, he's potter from a korban. But Tosfos says, who are then the other way around? If he says, he's chayev a korban, and Edom say, you're potter from a korban, so he's chayev a korban. That's the limus of Piv over Edom. So the Shita Mekimbetz says, es akasha, fine. But when he comes to Vezden, when he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, the Kahanim have a big problem over here. He comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he says, you know, this is a chatas, I ate chaylev, Rabbeisai, please be makriv my chatas for me. And the two Edom come and say, chas v'sholem, it's chulen bazore, it wasn't chaylev, it was shuman, this person doesn't know what he's talking about. Now, the Kahanim are, who do they listen to? They're on Hoge. There's a conflicting opinions over here. See, Chayev HaKol, see, Potter from HaKol. So the Shita Mekibetzes brings down two Mahalchim. One Mahalch, the Shita Mekibetzes, says as follows. Kiven the Odom Nemon al Atzma Yoise Mikuf Edim. Imbo kaihanim lahakrivoi ein moichen biyodo. If a kohen wants to be makrivit, we will not mishsech. Now, from the Shita Mekibetzes, it would seem like this. We'll not tell the kahanim to be makrivit either. We stay away. Do whatever you want. And I think the pshat is as follows. That means a kohen hears two nemonison. Edom say he ate shuman. That's a nemonis of Edom. He ate shuman. He's potter from a korban. He says he ate chaylev. Odom nemon al atzmoy on his. He also has a nemonis on his chiyuvim. I say I'm chayev a korban. Each one has a nemonis. I think this is different than treye trei. By treye trei, for example, two Edom will say, this woman is an eishes ish. Two other Edom will say, she's not an eishes ish. So there a person can play Russian roulette, because it's a nemonis of Edis, and two Edom say she's an eishes ish, two Edom say she's not an eishes ish. So from the bilur of Edom, I have a hakroshe, so I don't know is she an eshish or not, so I'm not permitted to marry her. The Moses Ba'oshim totally kaimi. I mean, they were playing with Yisurim Deraisa, or the eshish or not. That's if it's the same nemonis. It's a nemonis of Edis, and the two Edom are contradicting, the two Kitas are contradicting one the other. There the din is, a person who does not know cannot marry her, because there are two Edom that say she's not an Eishes Ish. It's Trei or Trei. It's one Sugnemonis, and you're not allowed to marry her. But here I have two different types of Nemonis. These are Nemonis of Odom Nemon Alatmoy. He says that I'm chayiv a korban. There's an amonis al pishnayim edim that say he's potter from a korban. There's two nemonis, and each one has an amonis. So a koyin, just like the Rambam holds, there's a concept sofik diaraisa lekula. That means I hear there are two tzodim. A person is permitted to be meikel. Such a tzad and such a tzad, I'm permitted to be meikel. So it could be, if there's two nemonison over here, so he is permitted to assume like one of them. So that means a koyin that wants to be makrivit, ein moichin v'yodai. We won't tell the koyin to do it, but le'idach kise ein moichin v'yodai. We will not prevent him from doing it. There's an amonis that says, that he's chayev a korban. You want to be makrib gesuntay. That's one mahalach in the Shita Mekabetzes. Another mahalach in the Shita Mekabetzes is, no. Two Edim say that he's part of a Kohen, a Kohen does not have the right to be makir the Kohen. It's a Sofik Diraisa. Maybe it's Chulam Bazore. But that din, that he brings a Kohen when he's makrish the Edim, is speaking about that he himself is a Kohen. This person who ate the Kovim Chatas is a Kohen. So he's coming to the Beis HaMikdosh and he's telling Rabbi say, I ate Chaylev. The two Edom say he didn't eat Chaylev, it was Shuman. He says, I ate Chaylev. Rabbi say, I'm a Kohen, I want to be Makir of my Kohen. So then the din is, so you won't shepherd with him. He says he ate Chaylev. And Odom Neman Alatzmai, so we will not shepherd with him. Bekitzel, this is how Tosfos, this is not Rashi's Mahalach in the Gemara, Rashi's Mahalach we learned last week. Rashi learns it works with anemones of Migu. Tosfos learns our whole sugya is going according to the Shita that a person on his personal and private in Yonim, he has anemones therefore he could be makrish the Edom when they say he ate chaylev v'shoigig, and he could be mechayev himself a korban, even though the Edom said that he did not eat chaylev, he ate shuman. And that is our sugya, that we see that in certain instances in chiyuve korban, we see that piv is more chomer than Edom. So my mail could be by Shvu, also Piv is more chomer than Edim. The Le'idach Lishne, the Meforish Tamayu de Rabbono, there's a second Loshen in Krisos, what the Tam of the Rabbonon is, that when he says, I, Lo Yachalti Chaylev, we can't force him to bring a Korban, there's another Loshen in the Gemara. What is the second lotion? The metaretz dibure. That he's capable of explaining what he said. Let us just see for one Matthias later explains this a little better. That means like this, that, the two Edom come and he comes. And two Edom say, you ate chaylev. And he says, I didn't. And they're fighting for 3/4 of an hour. They said, you did, and I didn't. Finished. Then he says, I ate chaylev b'mezid. And that what I said, I didn't. Not, I mean, as if to 3/4 of an hour we're fighting. That what I said, I didn't. That means I didn't eat chaylev b'shoigik. I ate it b'mezid. You said I ate chaylev b'shoigik, and I'm chayev akob. That what I said I didn't means I didn't eat it b'shoigik the way you said. I ate it b'mezid. So according to this mahalach, there is no nemonis whatsoever by Piv. That means if he's contradicting Edim, he's saying fakert of Edim, he has no nemonis whatsoever. The Rabbanon hold, he can be metaretz dibure, he can explain that what I had said. 3/4 of an hour ago, I didn't eat chaylev b'shoigig. I meant that I didn't eat chaylev b'shoigig. I meant b'mezid. So, according to that mahalach in Krisus, our Gemara has no pshat whatsoever. There's no kasha and Rav Chiya. We see that Piv is more chomo than Edom. And that's the ketot. Edom zich have a greater nemonis than Pit. No, if he says lo yachalti, he could explain what he had said. I meant that. I didn't say vakel. You misunderstood me. I'm sorry. But that's what I meant all along. The 3/4 of an hour that we were fighting, that's what I meant. You said eitrela b'shoigit. No. So according to that mahalach and the Gemara Krisus, we have no problems whatsoever on Rav Chiya. The Leidach Lishne, the Meforish Tamayi, the Rabbonon, the Metaretz Diburei. The Omar, he says, the Loyachalti, that what I said, the Loyachalti means Loyachalti Shoikik Elamezit. Umayri, it's speaking about the Sha'oma Loyachalti. When he said right away, when they got into this conflict, Adam came and said, "You ate chaylev b'shogeg." Says lo yachalti. We did not ask him, "Could you please clarify what you mean?" Bezin did not go into it. He said lo yachalti, and they're fighting for 3/4 of an hour. Hey, and 3/4 of an hour later, he says, "No, that's what I meant all along." So there is a machloikus chameir in the Chachamim. The Chachamim say he's nemon letaretz dibure, and the Rameir holds no. Avol hakrish eidim ein nemon. According to that lashon, he has no nemonis whatsoever to contradict eidim. Im kein chashivi eidim mipiv. So according to that lashon, I feel according to the Rabbanon, Eidim is more choshev than peep. Shekein chayvu kovn afilu makrishim. They could be mechayev him a kovn, even though he says fakel. Vuhulay mechayev atzmei kovim hoi makrishin oise. Bosar apchi afilu kerabona. That means that Tosfos says, if you want to learn Agamora Elach, Agamora all of a sudden asked Akasha and Rabchi, how could you say that Edom is more chomer than Piv? By Koban, I see that Piv is more chomer than Edom. So Tosfos says, this old Kasha, if you can learn the Gemara in Krisis, you'll see this old Kasha, our sugi is only going according to one Mahalach in Krisis, that Odom Neman Alasma Yosem Imeyeish. So Mamela, according to that Mahalach, there is such a concept that Edim are less Nemon than Piv Legabe in Yonim Shalatzmai. According to the second Loshen, increases that it's only mitaretz diburoi that he can say that that's what I meant all along. So you don't see at all by Kolbim that Piv is stronger than Edom. Fakert, Edom is stronger than Piv. He's just evading what they said by saying, I meant all along, lechal tishoykik elamezit. So then there's no problem whatsoever in Rabchiyah. And Al-Kocha Chasugya is not going according to that lashon. Rabchiyah ke Rab Meir svirolei. So the Gemara answered, according to the Rabbonon, so we see there's an alimus of Piv over Edom by Kolbin. So the Gemara says, Rabchiyah ke Rab Meir svirolei. He holds like Rab Meir. Vim toima, if Rabchiyah holds like Rab Meir, that means Edom can be mechayev him a korban, afilo his makrish. Im kein neimer kal v'chomer de Rameya. So why did Rab Chiya have to make a kal v'chomer from Piv? He says, "Mada Piv is mechayev shvuah. Is Edom zichah should be mechayev shvuah. Let him make Rameya's kal v'chomer. Rameya made a different kal v'chomer." Madoch Edom may be an oyster liday misa chamure. A father gives they can bring him liday chiyav kolben. So say the same thing with Gabi Shvuah. Madoch Edom can be mechayev and misa. They can zicher be mechayev and mashvuah. If he's from Rameyas Chasidim Rab Chiya, so why didn't he say Rameyas kal v'chayma? That's a Swiss kasha. Vim taima im kein neime kal v'chayma der Rameya. Im hiviyu lidei misa, la hiviyu lidei shvua hakala. So Taisva says, v'yeshloima, by shvua you cannot, a shvua of hados edem, you cannot make this kal v'chayma. The ikal lemifrach, there's a pilchan this kal v'chayma. The male misa shekain alma shehein meidin humeis. Toime gabi shvue shal masha hu kaiva hu nishba kedem rina lekamo. So Taisva says, Amira de Keteret, Taisva says as follows. That means, Bishloime Rameya is talking about a chiyav kolben. So Rameya said as follows. He says, if two Edom are nemen to kill a person, so if two Edom say he's chayav kolben, they'll zicha be nemen to say he's chayav kolben. They say he's chayav kolben. He says, I'm not chayav kolben. Two Edom will zicha be nemen. fine. That's Rameyes Kal Vachayma. When it comes to Shvue, what do you say? If two Eidim are nemen to kill a person, they can sicher be Mechayev HaShvue. Now, let's just analyze. When do they kill a person? They say that this person was Machalo Shabbos. Then they'll kill him. Fine. So Eidim that say Eidis against a person, they're nemon. I feel it to kill him. Now, what's the case of Shvue? They said that he owes $50. So he has to swear, Rabchi said he has to swear on the other 50. And the other 50, the Eidim aren't saying one word about the other 50. They don't know about the other 50. They just know about this 50. This 50 you'll have to pay. There's no Shaila. Rabchi said if Eidim say Eidis on 150, he has to swear on the second 50. So you can't use Rab Meir's Kal Vachayim. If two Eidim can be Mechayiv and Misa, Mechayiv and Shvua, it's not similar. The Mechayiv Misa, if they say he's Chayiv Misa. Here by the Shvua, they're not saying he's Chayiv a Shvua, they say he owes $50. The other $50, they have the faintest idea. He does owe, he doesn't know. So that's why Rab Chia needed a different Kal Vachayim. But Piv is Mechayev HaShvue and the other $50, every Maida B'mitzis, he's Maida in 50. And because he's Maida in 50, he has to swear on the second 50. So Akeva Kal Vachayim, if Piv can create a Chiyev Shvue on the second 50, so Eidim can Zichabi can create a Chiyev Shvue on the second 50. So therefore, Rab Chiyo, who wanted to create a Chiyev Shvue on the second 50, he had to learn out from Pip. He couldn't learn out from that what Eidim HaMachayev Misa. Now, Agim Moreh brought down the Machloikis, Rab Meir, and the Chachamim, that the Chachamim said that he is potter from a korban. If Adam says chayav a korban, ma im yirtza loyma meize toyisi. So now Tosfos is going to explain what is pshat in the Chachamim. We had just learned before Tosfos brought down in Krisus that there are two lishaynis in the Gemara, the Tam of the Chachamim. One lashon is that Adam Neman Alatzmoy. So then these words, Mam Yitzalem Emezid Yisi, has no sense whatsoever. Adam Neman Alatzmoy Yisim Emeish. Gabi, his personal chiyuvim, he is a great in the monas. So you have to understand what is pshat Mam Yitzalem Emezid Yisi. According to the second lashon, the Tam of the Chachamim is Mitarzin and Diburei. But our sugi is not going according to the second lashon, because according to the second lashon, we don't say that Piv is stronger than Eidim. We say Vaket, Eidim is stronger than Piv. So our Gemara is going according to the first lashon. So how do we understand the Maim Yerutzalayim Amezit Yisi? So how does this come in? That's the problem of Tosfos. Maim Yerutzalayim Amezit Yisi. So Tosfos says, Lelishne da Odom Nemo Nalatzma Yosem Mikuf Eidim. Hai im Yirtza Loima. So that's not the reason. The reason is Nemo Odom Nemo Nalatzma. So what is Shad Maim Yirtza Loima Meizde de Yisi? Ledvorov de Rameya Komrik de Yisi Bepeirik Amrulay. That means the Chachamim are talking to Rameya. Listen, we hold Odom Nemo Nalatzma. Fine. That Gabi, his obligations, he's Neman more than Adam. That's what we hold. You disagree with us, you're entitled to your opinion. You say, make me Kal Vachayimer, if Adam can create his Chayiv Misa, Zichra be Chayiv Kal. Fine, you're entitled to your opinion. But we're asking you, but maybe that what he says, Le'achalti, means, he's late, he says, after 3/4 of an hour, he says, I meant Lechalti Shaygi Gel Amazit. That's what I was screaming all along. You didn't understand me. You said Lechalti Shaygi. I said Lechalti. You have to read between the lines. Lechalti, the way you said. You said Lechalti Shaygi. I said Lechalti. But I meant all along Lechalti Shaygi. So Memeles, according to the first Lashon, the Chachamim Atayinim Terameya. It's not their reason. Their reason, they hold all them Nam and Alatzma. But they're asking you, Rameya came with a Kal Vachayim, and now Eidim is Ichemo Nemon than Atzma, because my Eidim Shavila Dei Misa Chamure. Fine.
But why should he have to bring a korban? Let him say, Rabbi, you don't understand me. That's what I meant all along. So that was the kasha of the, that shat maim yosalem amazed that you see, that maybe that's what he means. Listen to what he has to say. That's, and that's according to our sugya. The le'idach lishne, according to the second lashon in the Gemara increases, time of the nafshayu kamri, they're saying that's the reason why he spotted from a korban. Period. So now, we don't pshat in the lashon of the chachamim, the stula shaynis and krisus, our Gemara is going according to the lashon of Odom Neman Halatzmoy, and according to that lashon, Ma'am Yitzloim, amazed that he sees a tiny, on Rameya, al koponim, he shouldn't be chayav a korban, because maybe that's what he meant, lo yachalti, yachalti shoykik el amazed. Yeah. The Ein Leforish. Now Tosfos is going to ask on Rashi. Rashi had a whole different mahalach. The Ein Leforish in Maim Yirtza Loima that he has a migu. She in Nemo Loima Loyachalti migu. He's Nemo to say Loyachalti migu di boy oma mezi to yisi. So Tosfos says the migu b'mokim eidim hu. That's a migu b'mokim eidim. That faces Kash and Rashi. Last week we said a teretz on Rashi that in the din of Hoyda Elov, he has to hold that he ate Chelov B'Shoigik, and if he's under the opinion that he didn't eat it, and he knows he didn't eat it, Lefidatoi, so Mamela is so. So then he's put up from a korban, I'll say hoyda elov, and you shouldn't say that he's really saying a lie. He's saying, I'm sure I didn't need it. Maybe it's just, he thinks he didn't need it. That he says, that would be a lie. So I could have said, made it easy. That's Shitas Rashi, but I doesn't hold like that. Elokloima, so that's napshat, because it's a migamaka made him. Elokloima, afma sha'oma, leyachalti, that what he said, lo yachalti yochel letaritz tvorov, ho lo yimal, lo yachalti shoykik el amazed. Umayri, now Tosfos explains the case. Tuch sha'oma lo yachalti, in the beginning, when the fight started, Adam said, you ate chela b'shoykik, lo yibotku oisoy. They didn't ask him, eich hoyo daitoy. Ula b'soif, oma, later, after 3/4 of an hour, he says, shemezit oyech, man. That's what I meant all along. B'sobri rabbonon, the masha oma lo yachalti, he can tine koch kach o yodate. I meant this all along. Shloi ochel shoygik el amezit. La rameyer af al pi shal b'soif oma mezit o yisi, even though lady says that's what he meant all along, ain't bekach klum. So that doesn't mean anything. And now he wakes up and starts explaining what he says. We won't buy this. Tochi oma b'toyres koyanim. Oma rameya. Im b'tchila oma mezit hayisi. If when the Edom came, the Edom said, you ate chaylev b'shoigik. And he said, mezit hayisi. Shoimeloi. So, well, listen, Vakel, he said it was a mezit. So finished. So you put up a makob. But if there was a sichsuch the whole day, Adam said, you ate chela b'shoigim, said, no, I didn't. And the whole day they're fighting. So now we don't believe him. That's what you meant all along. And Shuldik Rabbi, you should have said this right in the beginning. Now you're telling me after a whole day sichsuch that's what you meant. Ain't shaymim loy. And that is the machlokes Rameya and the chachamim. V'im taima, like Tosfos, this gufe v'hayich nemon loyma mezid hayisi, v'in odom mesim atzmei roshem k'di oma b'per kama de Sanhedrin gabi ployni rovani lirtzoni. Now, Tosfos is asking a very pertinent question. Let us just explain what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and then we'll start appreciating Tosfos Kasha. The Gemara in Sanhedrin speaks as follows. There's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Three different people, no relation whatsoever. Fine. Reuven comes to Bezdin and says, Pliny Ravani, that Shimon was Reveya him. It was a Mishkim Zachar. And so Mamela, Reuven is saying that Shimon is Chayiv Misa. That's what Reuven is saying. Levi comes, an Eid Echad. True, 100%. We saw this. Shimon was Reveya Reuven. So you have here two Eidim. Now, if this would be, that would be the whole Haggadah of Reuven. That means Reuven and Levi would come to Bezdin. Reuven says, Pliny Ravani. Levi says, Pliny Rav, Shimon was Rava Reuven. So you have two Eidim that Shimon was Reveya Reuven will kill Shimon. You have two Eidim. Apishnai Eidim Yakum Dov. But Reuven said one more word. He said, Pliny Ravani Lirtaini. Lirtaini means, I was masking. I wanted it. Yes, me. I was masking. Fine, no problem. So now, if it was Lirtzoinoi, so he's a Roshe. So he's a Roshe. So we just lost one of the Eidim. One of the Eidim was Reuven. And when Reuven said, Pliny Ravani, L'chair, if he would have stopped there, he would be, Shimon would be Chayiv Misa because he had the Eidim of Reuven and Levi. But he said one more word, Lirtzoini. So by saying Lirtzoini, he's telling Bezdin that I'm a Roshe. So Mamelis, I'm Posoleidis, so we will not kill Shimon. Zok the Gemara, he's not believed to say that there was Lirtzoini. This is not accepted in court, because Ein Odom Meisim Atzmei Roshe. Whatever that means, Ein Odom Meisim Atzmei Roshe, so Memele, this is not believed, this is not accepted. So that what he said, L'Ritzoini, the Dayan doesn't hear this, that doesn't accept it. So Memele, what is accepted in court? Reuven says, Pliny Ravani. Levi says, Shimon Rava Reuven. To aid them, we're going to kill Shimon. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. So we have a Gemara in Sanhedrin. There's a concept, Ein Odom Meisim Atzmei Rosh, whatever the reason might be, but there's a cloud. Ein Odom Meisim Atzmei Rosh, and this is not accepted in Bezdin. I don't hear that. I don't hear the Lirtzoini. There's such a cloud, Ein Odom Meisim Atzmei Rosh. So if there is such a concept of Ein Odom Meisim Atzmei Rosh, so what is Pshat? He's telling Bezdin to aid them, say, you ate chaylev. And he said, yeah, I ate chaylev b'mezid. How does Bezdin hear such a thing? In other mesim atzmei roshe. Just like over there, the l'ritzoini Bezdin doesn't hear. And the mele will kill Shimon. There's such a concept in other mesim atzmei roshe. So here we have the same concept. To aid him said, you ate chaylev. He says, yeah, I ate chaylev b'mezid. In other Mesa Matsumai Roshe, this is not accepted. So Memele, so you should be Chayev HaKol. That is Tosfos Kasha. So let's go further. V'yeshleima de'ein nemon livseil atzmai. Let's stop over here. L'chayre, this is a teretz already. Ein, the Ein Nemon Lifsel Atzmai. Rashi in Yevamah says, this concept, Pliny Ravani Lutzoini, Ein Odom Esim Atzmai Roshe, the reason is, Odom Korev Eitzel Atzmai, a person cannot say Eidus on himself, Ein Odom Esim, he can't make himself a Roshe. That means, Till now, this woman was kosher la'edis. Now he's coming to Bezdin, he says, you know, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm posel la'edis. Why am I posel la'edis? Because plainly Ravani lil tzayni. So he's saying edis on himself, that he's posel la'edis. Adam korev etzel atzmai, v'nodem esem atzmai roshe. That means that I should use this agode to make him posel la'edis. He doesn't even want us to pass himself la'edis, because he's a korev to himself, so he cannot say, I'm posel la'edis, I'm a roshe. That's all what the Gemara says. Well, there I want to use Reuven to be an aid to kill Shimon. And Reuben said, no, I'm apostle aid, because Pliny Ravani Lirtzaini, I'm apostle aid. And Shuldik, you are not Nemo to say you can't pass for yourself. Adam Korvei Talatme, and Adam Mesim Atme Rosh. You cannot make yourself a Rosh with your aidus, because you're saying aidus on yourself. In other meisim atzmei roshe. So the whole halacha of in other meisim atzmei roshe is, if I want to use his agoda to make him posel aedis. And that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. He's saying, you don't have two kosher aedim who are being made than Shimon. Maybe he's a kosher aed. I'm telling you, I'm a posel aed. Plainly Ravani Lutzayni. And that the Gemara says, you will not become a posel aed through your agoda in other meisim atzmei roshe. But in our case that speaking about that the Edom say Yechaimakov, so he said Ayeta Chelo Bemeze. He's not pasling himself La Roshe. So Mamela, he's not pasling himself. He wanna declare Shali's Koshalaidas could be his Koshalaidas. He won't pasle himself. But here the Dion is I say I'm part of a Makov. So I'm amazed I'm a part of a Makov. So there the concept of in other meisim atzmai roshim is not applicable because it's only lifsel es atzmai. And that's v'yashloima deinemon lifsel atzmai, period. And that's Rashi in Yevamos Daf Chofeyam at Beis. And the Darki Dovid said that's pshat and Tosfos. So according to the Darki Dovid, the Tosfos could have finished over here. We finished already. You brought a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin means something else. Now, there's another Mahalach in another Meisim Atzmei Roshe. This Mahalach is Bezdin will not hear from a person, Bezdin will not accept from a person he did a Maisa Resha. Bezdin will not hear it. Bezdin will not hear it. So, he said, tells Bezdin, plainly, Bezdin will not hear it. But over here, Avol Hoche Oise Tshuva Vein Eroitzi Lovi Chulun Lazore. This person is coming to Bezdin. I want to do tshuva. I don't want to bring chulun lazore. He's not telling Bezdin, not the mechuvin is to tell Bezdin I did a maisa resha. The mechuvin is I'm telling you I don't want to do an aveira, bring chulun lazore. I want to do tshuva. And this is how Rabbi Chanan and Kovitz Yurim says pshat. The einoi meyed al atzmai rishis. He's not saying rishis. La adaraba, oimar al atzmai shayse tshuva. And Tosfos and Krisis also says this machabim, this gavone, the miskaven letoive, shein reitze lovi chulim bazore. The whole din of ein odom meisim atzmai roshe is if he wants Bezdin to believe he did a maisa rishis. But if here the mechuvin is, I want you to see I'm an elach yid. I don't want to bring, I want to do an avera, no, who, another tzaddik boss, a shasa toiv la yecht, as if I did an avera once. But now, I don't want to bring chulun lazora, I'm telling you my tzidkis, not my rishis. I can't bring a kol. He's eidem on me to bring a kol. I'm telling you that amazing that you see. So this is a second mahalach that avolacha oisei tshuva mein roitzel havichul and lazor. There's a third mahalach that the Chassam Sofer says in the tshuvas. The Chassam Sofer says, and this is negeya the third mahalach, that Bezdin cannot force a person to do something if Lefi Dvarov this is an Aveira. That means, let's be Megashim this. This person will come to Bezdin, and they'll tell Bezdin as follows. You know, I eat chaylev b'meizid. I love chaylev, and I'll never give it up. I ate chaylev, and I'll continue eating chaylev. I'm a mumala tayoven. I'm going to eat chaylev. Fine. But he says, these eidim said, I ate b'shoigik. You know, on the veir of chaylev, I can't control my desires. I love chaylev. But chulim ba'azorah, you know, if I'm going to bring a korban, these two eidim want me to bring a korban. You want to force me to do an aveira? You can't force me to do an aveira. Lefi dvorei, this is an aveira. So that means that ein oda meisim atzmai roshem is not applicable if he's tining, forget about the rishis over here. That means I'm doing tshuva, I'm not about tshuva, I eat chayla b'meizid, I always eat chayla b'meizid, I'll continue eating chayla b'meizid. He's not doing tshuva. But I'm telling you that you can't force me to bring a korban because I'll be yoyver. So this is a third mahalach. And if he doesn't want, Bezdin can't force. The Gemara asked, fine. So we said that Rab Chiya holds like Rab Meir. Rab Chiya holds like Rab Meir that Edom can be mechayev achatos, even though he's makrish to Edom. So Edom are stronger than Piv legabi chiyuvei kol. So the Gemara asks, what's with Oshem? Because there it says v'hisvado, the Gemara held by Oshem, you need his vidui to be mechayev a kolben, and Edom can be mechayev a kolben. So the Gemara says, Oshem einu kolben. Oshem is the same thing. According to Rameya, if two Edom will say that he was nishba l'sheker, even though he wasn't misvado, he'll be chayev a kolben. The Rameya, Edom mechayevin oisei Oshem. Taimet. So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Masnis and the Dalit Shoimrim Tnam. Eichan Shoiri. Reuven comes over to Shimon. Shimon was a Shoimer of Reuven. So Reuven comes over to Shimon. Where's my Shoir? So Shimon says, Nignav. It was stolen. Mashbiachani. Swear that it was stolen. You're a Shoimer. Swear that it was, what it was a Shoimer Chinam. Mashbiachani. V'omaromei. And he said, yes, I'm swearing, it was stolen. The eid, fine, so Mamela, that's the story. The eidim me'idim oisoi sha'ochloi. Then to eidim come and say, that we saw him eat it, he's stolen, he's the thief. We saw him eating this shoyer, and so Mamela is a toyin tainis ganev v'pikodin, mishalem keifel. He pays keifel. Because a toyin tainis ganev pays keifel. Hoide me atzmai, what if Edom didn't come, and he comes to Bezdin and says, I'll tell you the truth, it really wasn't stolen, I went and shechted it, and I ate it. Is mishalem keren v'chaymish? He pays keren, he was moide, keifel doesn't pay, it's moide b'knas, and he pays chaymish, that's the din of shvuas hapikodim, that v'hisvado you pay chaymish v'oshen, keren chaymish v'oshen. Aval api edim, ein mishalem chaymish v'oshen. So now we have here a Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that edim are not mechayev chaymish v'oshen. Now our Gemara says, according to Rameya, edim will be mechayev chaymish v'oshen. Okay, so the Bible, we say, no problem. That Mishnah is not going according to Rameya. But Isis says, no, there's a big problem. V'chein t'nam b'perek ha-goyzel kame. U'muki lo b'perek ha-goyzel kame. Kerab Meir. The Gemara says, this Mishnah is going according to Rameya. So now we have a problem. The Gemara says, na-goyzel kame, that the Mishnah is going according to Rameya. And now our Gemara says, if according to Rameya, if Edim say that you swore false, you bring a chaymish ba'oshon, and there it says clearly in the Mishnah, not like that, that if Edim come, you pay kefil, and you don't pay a chaymish ba'oshon. So this is the problem of Tosfos. But now, before to appreciate why the Gemara said the Mishnah is going according to Rameya, the Gemara in Baba Kama has a different problem, and we'll see how the Gemara solved the problem. Now, let's again talk about the case. Reuven gave over to Shimon Asher. Reuven comes over to Shimon, where's my Asher? Nebuchadnezzar was stolen. Fine, was stolen. Edim come and say, yeah, we saw you ate it. You saw he ate it. So it says he pays kefil. He pays kefil. Frek the Gemara, he should pay dalet vehei. It's tavach hamocha. He shechted it. He should pay dalet vehei. Right? That's the most akash. I didn't only pay kefil. He ate it. Let him pay dalet vehei. Zok the Gemara, you know, it's speaking about this behemah had a heart attack. He died. And he ate on the veila. That's the story. He had an avela. So there's no tovach hamocha. That the holchi was only if he shechted it. He didn't shecht it. It had a heart attack and he had an avela. So maybe that's why he's potter from Dalet Vehei. So the Gemara asks, please, why do you have to say it's speaking about that it died and he had an avela? I have a better answer. He shechted it. And after they shechted it, they found there was a trefe. So it's a shchita she'ena ru'uya. A shchita she'ena ru'uya is a shchita that's not matter b'achila is loishmo shchita. You don't have to make the shomer a real shegis. It's a ganef. A ganef is, but you don't have to make him a shegis. So maybe it's being bad. He shechted it. And after they shechted it, they found that it's a trefe. And a trefe is a shchita she'ena ru'uya. A shchita she'ena ru'uya loishmo shchita. That's why it's part of a Dalet Vehei. Why do you have to say he ate in the mail? That's the Gemara's kasha. So Moshe says, no, I can't say it. It's going according to Rameya, this Mishnah. Rameya holds Shchita Shein Ruya Shmo Shchita. That's Shchita's Rameya. So if I would say he shechted it, so then we're stuck with a problem. So why isn't Chayiv Dalet Vehei? That's why I had to say that it's speaking about that he ate in the veil. That's what the Gemara says. Al Koponim, Tosfos said, ooh, the Gemara says it's going according to Rameya. Oh, it's going according to Ramey, and it says you put from Chaimish Vahoshim, and Agamore says according to Ramey, Chaim Chaimish Vahoshim. That's how Tosfos, that Gemara rang a bell by Tosfos, and we have a big problem. So that's, Muki lo beperka goysel kama keramey, via Shloima. The sugi, the hoche, our sugi, that holds the Ramey, Eidim, Mechai, Vinoisei, Osham. Our sugya that says according to Ramey Mechai Voshim Layami Dehi Mishnah Kerameya. So the Mishnah isn't going according to Ramey. Look at the boy, look me hosim shochli treifa. Our sugya will learn shot in the Mishnah. It's speaking about shochli treifa, and it's not going according to Rameya. And we hold shchita shein aruya loishma shchita. And not according to Rameya. That's why you put it from Machai Mishmoshom. Vai sugya da hosom. But the sugya over there. The sova de la Rameya eidim le Machai veyoshom. Mishum de gabi oshom. Ksiv vihisvadom. Vai sova ki sugya da hocha da hosom. Ein kobin. And enoch en nami. You can't make a kalvuch oimer. Edim from Piv, because Mala Piv, she came a chayvay osham, v'yalva me'atzad, not a kalvachayma, mi Piv ve'edechot, k'demasi kochet. Ne'in l'chanami, zetze machlekes hasugyes. Now, let us go further in the Gemara. So till now we just said that Rav Chiya holds that Edim is more chama than piv. We have a kavu chayma, madach piv shein mechay veknas mechay veshvue. Edim shemechay veknas and edim shemechay veshvue. Edim is also mechay vekolben golet rameya. Fine. Frek de gemore elamale piv shekein einoi ba'akhoshe u'ba'azome. Teime ba'edim sheyeshnoi ba'akhoshe u'ba'azome. Frek de gemore, I'll show you in one thing that piv is, has a greater nemonis than edim. What is the din if a person says, I owe $100? I borrowed $100 from Reuven. And two Edom will say, when did I borrow it? Resh Chodesh Kislev. I borrowed $100 from Reuven, Resh Chodesh Kislev. Two Edom come and say, you didn't borrow, we were with you the whole day, you didn't borrow any money, Resh Chodesh Kislev. Or you were in Florida then, so Mameli Yizicha couldn't have borrowed from this person $100, they makrish him, they mazim him. The din is, that he's chayiv $100. He does baldin kimei edim domi. The nemonis of piv is greater than the nemonis of edim. If edim will say that Reuven borrowed $100 resh chodesh kislev, and another two edim would say imanu hayisem, or the two edim will be makrish them, then the din is they could be makrish them, they could be mazim them. So now we have a pirche on the kalvachayma of Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya's kalvachayma was, amadach piv is machayev ha-shvua. So edim shezichim be machayev ha-shvua. So the Gemara says, anshudei. Piv is better than edim. If a person is made of something, you cannot be makrishim, you cannot be masim him. He has an emonis that withstands hakroshin ha-zomit. Edim is an emonis that is debatable. If you'll be makrish to Edim or mazim to Edim, so they lose their emonis. So Mamela, so this is Akasha and Reb Chiya. Alamala pivshkeneine bakhoshe bazome, taime beinim sheyeshna bakhoshe bazome. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, heine bakhoshe bazome, im hoide loy bemone, he was made a yoza mone, Ubo Edim vikrishu. Edim were makrishim. Loima eino chayiv leiklum. Eini nifte bekach. Doi doas baldin. Kimei Edim domi. So by Piv, there is an amonis that is an invincible amonis. Afilu Edim will be makrish or mazim. Not nemon. And Edim sheyeshna makrosha bazom, shimbo Ed, shnayim Edim, vikrishim oizimum, Edim shalom omen alpia. So, finished. We just slugged up the kalvachayma from Rav Chiya. So the Gemara says, okay, we'll learn a new kalvachayma. That kalvachayma taka is up, kefrek, you pivis taka is a chayma over Edim. Now we'll make a new kalvachayma. We'll make a kalvachayma from Eidechot. Ela osi me Eidechot. A learn out from Eidechot. Ma Eidechot. She'ein mechayvei momen. Mechayvei shvue. And Eidechot is not prepared to be mechayev momen. Aval pikin is mechayev shvue. Eidim she'mechayvei noisei momen. And the din she'mechayvei noisei shvue. So the kalvachayma of Rav Chiya was not from Piv. The Kavuchayma from Rav Chiya is from Eidecha. Frek de Gemore, Ma le Eidecha shekein al ma shehu meyit hu nishba. Toime be'edim shal ma shekofa hu nishba. Frek de Gemore, how could you learn that from Eidecha? Shema Shemaim. Eidecha the saying Eidis, Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100. So Shimon, so Reuven is to swear that he didn't borrow from Shimon $100, but he had an aid that's saying against Reuven. So then Reuven has to swear against the aid. By Hados Edim, the Edim are saying, Shimon says, I lent you $100. Reuven says, I didn't borrow a penny. And Edim said he borrowed $50. So according to Abri, you have to swear on the other $50. You have Edim on the other $50? and the other $50, there's a sichluch between Reuven and Shimon. All the Edom said that $50 he owes, $50 left to pay. But on the other $50 that you want him to swear, Edom aren't saying anything about it. So Bishlam, if you learn from Piv, so I'll say that Haidos, pardon this, my Maidan Mixus is also the same thing. He's Maidan 50, he has to swear on the other 50. But now we just proved to you that Piv is greater than Edom. Piv is Edom Bakosha Mazoma, Edom is Bakosha Mazoma. So forget about Piv. So now you're learning from Eid Echad. You're learning from Shavuos Eid Echad and Shuldik. Eid Echad, there's a tremendous reason why he swears. Because the Eid is saying against him, so he has to be Makrish the Eid. Mashain came by Dos Eidim, the Eidim are not saying at all against him. So how can you make a Kal V'chaimah from Eid Echad to Eidim? That's the Gemara's Kash. Mal Eid Echad Shekein Amashu Meidu Nishba. By an Eid Echad, we find a din shvua by Eid Echad, a mashu meyed unishba. Toima be'edim shal mashe kofa unishba. There he's swearing on what he was kofa to the teveya, not what the Eidim are saying against him. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, mechayv ha'ishvua, an Eid Echad is mechayv shvua, tono chavei ramon ilim biyotcha. The Chava says, "Mon le biotcha." Who am I? Ain lecha biyadi klum. He says, "Ain lech. I don't know you anything." Beid echad meidai shulchayim loin. And echad says, "You do owe a mon." Areis and nishba lakrishes eid. She has to swear lakrishes eid. Dechsib la yakum eid echad beish lechalom lechalchatus udeni kam avol shvua kam. So Mamela make a kavuchay mamadach and eid echad that is not mechayiv momen is mechayiv shvu eidim or mechayiv momen is zich mechayiv shvu shlot of the Gemara you cannot learn now from eid echad ma eid echad kloima heicha yalfish shvu edishnayim the shvu of two eidim of a dos eidim rabchias a dos eidim mishvu ed eid echad. Mala Eid Echad, Shaken al Mash Eid Meyit, U Nishba Lakrisha, Ben Eid Echad, Yemen Eid Echad that's saying Eidis, that he does owe him, and that's what he has to swear. Taima Bishvue, the Eidim, Shaken Nishba al Mash Eidu, he's not swearing on what they're saying Eidis, that he has to pay. El Masha Loi Heidu, he has to swear on what there's no Eidus. Val Kfirasei Hu Nishba, he's swearing on what he's kaifa the Teveya. V'loya Hadoso, not what they're saying Eidus. Uminayin Loch Lahachmer Kolkach, how can you learn out Shvuas Eid Echad, from Shvuas Eid Echad, to Shvua Vados Eidem, Shvuas Eid Echad, Al Masha Meidu Nishba. And here, it's Al Masha Kofahu Nishba. Elo Omar Rav Pope, so Rav Pope said, we learn out from Gilgul Shvue Deid Echad. Elo Omar Rav Pope, Osi Mi Gilgul Shvue Deid Echad. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Mi Gilgul Shvue Deid Echad. And Eid Echad im Nischayev Loi Shvue Al Yedei Eid Echad Kidamrinam. That's what we have again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Levi says that Reuven owes Shimon $100. Fine. And he's mechuyev in Meshvue. Reuven is mechuyev Meshvue to Shimon on $100. V'hoysa olov taina acheres, shloi hoysa muteles olov shvue. Now, let us say, for practical purposes, this Shimon is mourning from Reuven also, you broke my window. I lent you $100, that's one parsha. You also broke my window, so I want you to pay for the window. And the breakage of the window, there's no Eidim whatsoever, there's nothing. This Shimon just finds, you broke my window. And the second time that there's no chiyuv shvuah, he's mamishakay fahakel, I never broke your window. So there's a concept of gilgul shvuah, that since he's swearing on the $100 of the halbo, because on the 100 talents of the Avo, we have Levi and Eidecha that saying there was Avo of 100 talents. So there's a concept of Gilgul Shavuah. Since you're swearing already on that, you have to swear you didn't break the window. Megalgun Oisai im Shavuah Zois. With this Shavuah that you're going to swear on the 100 talents, you have to swear also you didn't break the window. The Nishbal Shneim. Shneim is to make 2 Shavuahs in Bezdin. 1 Shavuah that he never borrowed 100 talents, and the 2nd Shavuah he didn't break the window. The Nishbal Shneim, the Gilgul Shavuah, the Raisei. This is the Raisei, the Kishavuah, the Yafinullah, the Kedushin, the Va'omra, Heisha, Omein, Omein, that there's a site that is a Gilgul Shavuah that she has to swear not only on the person that there was a stira with, she swears on someone else also. So you see an eid echot ki b'mechayev a shavuah on something that he did not say eidus on. That means the eid echot said eidus on a halva of 100 talents. And he has to swear on a broken window. So this is not what the Eid Echot said. So you see, in the Eid Echot is b'koyach to be mechayev a shvuah on a broken window, which the Eid didn't say Eidus. So this is the kal v'chayma of Rav Chiya. Ma'adach an Eid Echot that can't be mechayev moment. Is mechayiv that you mechayiv to swear afilo not what he's saying eidus on neidechot can make him swear through the eidus of a neidechot. You can force the nitva to swear in a broken window even though he's not saying eidus at all. So to eidim that a mechayiv mamen can zicher be mechayiv mashvua on the other $50 even though they're not saying eidus on it. This is a kal v'chayma from a Gilgul Shavuah Eidecha.